stick.
And welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And this is going to be the old versus new, Jason. Thanks for being here another day.
Hey, I'm always happy to be here with you, man.
But I've got so much to talk about that we're going to kind of hold off on calls. And we'll see, maybe later I'll open up the phones. But in particular, the old versus new, you're going to get Pizza Box Mike's edition of the Old Testament versus the New Testament. And first, I got to give you my background in theology and religion. I am a recovered Catholic. I do not have a lot of verses down from either text because I didn't have to read it, because it's natural. The things that you're supposed to be doing that everybody preaches about, but they just don't seem to follow it. And that's a lot of people. And it's not like I'm out there, what, trying to save souls and stuff. I mean, you can save yourself. That's people save themselves all the time. You just don't get saved by thinking it, okay? But that's my background. And, my mom, who's a, devout Catholic, absolutely no issues with the work that she's done and all the women that in that parish that they're from. And when I say parish, I don't mean dying parish, because it really doesn't matter what church you're at. What matters is who's leading the church that you're at. And I can explain it to you. If you drive by a church that says One Nation Under God, no, dude, that's damnation there. It's every nation under God, right? Or are we supposed to divide ourselves up with all different gods and go at it and have war? And the worst people at it are Republican voters that, and then they go after, depends on which party you're in, right? Especially if you're a Republican that supported Trump and your child died in this exit from Afghanistan. 20 years later, a lot of people's children and husbands and brothers and sisters and daughters and wives, and they didn't come home. That's the horror about all this. And you wait till this last minute, and depending on who's the president, I'm going to go after and blame them. Well, I'll tell you what, I have never seen a president that went over with those assault rifles or tanks or anything to save anybody. I'm sorry. That's just not the way it is. I know, maybe Putin was years ago. I don't know. He's a tough guy, right? But, Trump, no, he avoided going to war, man. Bad ankles and everything else. So why do you guys follow people like that? I'm going to talk to you today and tell you that I'll make much more sense than Franklin Graham, endorsing Herschel Walker for the Senate, because he's a Trump guy, and Trump endorsing him because he's a Trump guy. And then you find out from his wife from how many years ago, 15, 16 years ago, putting a gun to her head, saying he's going to kill her, stalking, a knife to the, a box cutter to the throat. I mean, this guy's, and they said that he's got some dissociative illnesses, man. And okay, well, he's a great football player. Wow. There's a lot of great football players out there that don't believe in getting vaccinated, right? Like quarterbacks, Kirk Cousins. Mm. I mean, you disappoint at every turn. You weren't. Your specialty is playing football, and you should be thanking your God for the ability to do that, just like everybody should be thanking, doctors and nurses for their God-given abilities. And the thing about, the Old Testament, if you call yourself a Christian and you're thumping people with stuff like this and going to rallies where you're suggesting taking up arms against people and calling yourself Christians, that would be the New Testament, where God decided, I've seen enough of these clowns. This is by going what you get. Now, this isn't me. This is just me relayed to you. the ridiculous situation we have when people decide that, you know, they're going to listen to a fake preacher like Joel Osteen. He's got, I don't know what his net worth is, but I know he drives a car that's worth like, you know, $300,000-$400,000 or maybe more. And he didn't, you know, willingly open up the church doors to help people when the energy grid was out, because you know that damn church has got backup, right? Generators, because people keep generating everything for this fool who doesn't openly, like, tosses the Bible aside. He doesn't need it. No, I'm the one that doesn't need it, dude. You shouldn't be teaching people this stuff. This is awful. I believe in the Good Samaritan. That's what Christianity is, if you didn't know that, which is welcoming the immigrant. That's why I, you know, when churches are helping immigrants get their citizenship and learn language and babysitting their kids while they're doing all this stuff, yay, brother. That's where it's at. Not this, I don't know, you guys are stuck. There's no way you can rationalize or justify any of this anger mixed with hate, and it blows me away. We're looking at the world today and wondering why we got problems. Well, this is a big one right here. You know, celebrating the 4th of July because you're a church. I don't remember that going on. I remember church picnics and cakewalks and fundraisers to help people. But we've been sucked dry. And if you're just a working class person, or, you know, you don't have access anymore. I know what access looked like. It's not there anymore. It's not there for a lot of people, not just people that weren't fortunate to be white or male or Christian. And I just don't understand it. I really don't. Why the flock can be fooled that easily, fleeced, like they do when they take your taxes and just suck it dry, right? We got how many people? The jobs report wasn't all that great. You guys not pray for better jobs this week? Because I'm like, you know, I believe this. I heard a wise person say this at the Capitol on the street one day, that, you know, praying isn't doing more than nothing. It is doing nothing, because prayer without action just doesn't make things happen. God isn't going to do it for you, right? You guys are always telling people, pull up your strip straps, right? And so you believe abortion is murder, but you don't have a problem. And this is specifically Republican voters, really. I mean, not, you know, it kills Democratic children as well. It's just an awful thing. And more importantly, it kills civilians in the country that you're supposed to be liberating when you're actually trying to nation build. And I'm glad to hear people say that. Now, we're not going to nation build anymore. Hell yeah. That's why everybody hates us. It is. It's not nation building. It's like destroying their culture, just like they did when they came here and destroyed the Native American culture and brought people from different lands to destroy their families, separate them, make slave them. Oh, my God. And don't tell me, well, you know, people in Africa were part. Yeah, there's people in part of the evil all over the world. That's what you guys haven't figured out. It isn't about race. It's not about gender. It's about old versus new. I beg anybody to call me now and argue that I'm wrong about this stuff. I know we're close to a break, but I'll open it up on this a little bit. But the main thing is, I didn't want to get into this to, like, you know, get into debate about all what everybody should. Keep it simple, man. If you believe in what, you know, if you're someone that calls yourself a Christian, that means Jesus Christ, like, okay? That means taking the shirt off your back. I've had people on Facebook argue with me when I said, man, if you know, he'd give the shirt off his back and food to somebody, and if they, and try to help them when they're sick, heal them. And they're like, he would not. And I'm like, what? Where did you not learn the story of Jesus? Which is what I kind of like. That's the best part. But, you know, the New Testament also involves the book of Revelations, which means,
hey, Revelation,
to be revealed to you. Like climate change and pandemic and war and famine and, you know, pollution everywhere. It's in there, folks. I mean, I don't know if somebody made it up, right? But you claim to be part of this. And then you just toss it aside like Joel Osteen, the clown. This is all just awful. And then, so we're finding out, yep, everybody that's, you know, that claims to be a Christian is taking over school boards and getting angry crowds and running for office. I'm sorry, it's horrible, but it makes me laugh because it's just, it's ridiculous. When does it stop? I've got a feeling that in the book of Revelations, it kind of tells us where it stops, doesn't it?
I just want to throw this at you real quick. And I don't want to derail you or anything, but look, because my parents are extremely religious, a lot of my family members totally get it. And the basis of Christianity is good, right?
It's about right, man.
General being good to other people, you know, all that sort of stuff. But what's the problem? Humans screwed it all up. And there are still plenty of churches doing good stuff, but the ones that you're hearing about that are really manipulating people, they got a bunch of power and money behind them, and so you hear more about them.
No, and I know good preachers that like me, man. They're like, you know, you're all right. And no, they don't talk exactly like me, right? But they run for office as a liberal and a progressive, and they just get stomped by like a fake preacher on the other side. They got these clouds everywhere, man. We're in deep trouble. I mean, we are in deep trouble. And we're going to have to stand up somewhere. And I'll continue this on the other side, because there's some stuff going on this week that directly reminded me of all this stuff, okay? Mostly because of the Republican Taliban, which I labeled it before we got to this. It's pretty obvious. They're all for squeezing down rights, especially for women, right? And we're going to get into that when we get back. Thanks for listening, folks.